This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome, everybody. It is 1213 on the Pulse 1077 WTPL. I am Mike Moore and Carol Lawrence, enjoying some Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four-day weekends away. A hardworking woman, so she'll take a little time, including today and not here, as my co-host. He's back by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen. Chad Zingales, who's director of golf operations at Amherst Country Club and Ponima Green in Amherst. And tonight, one of the opening comedy acts for the great Lenny Clark. The question is, are you nervous?
Mike, as always, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
You know, I wasn't nervous until you brought it up. I didn't realize that Lenny was going to be there, and he's great.
You didn't know Lenny was going to be there.
No,
huh?
No.
Well, really. I hope you didn't steal much of his sack now, because he'll be in the wings watching.
When I'm done with this, I got to go rewrite some pieces here.
So you'll be one of three other openers, correct?
Yep. It'll be myself. Jack Walsh will be there. A great Jack Walsh. He's also a very funny man. And then Mike Katrobis, local guy, and also very funny. It's going to be a good show. We're excited.
And as I said to you on a recent broadcast, you know, when you're still at the early stages of what we hope will be, you know, a fruitful comedy career, you know, you work the dives, the open mic nights, where basically the people are paying attention. And tonight you're going to be in a room where people are paying attention and where they came to see comedy and not just drink and talk to their friends.
Right. Yeah, we have the full staff this evening, so it's kind of all hands on deck. We'll have the bar will obviously be open and inside and outside the building, and the show is going to be in our Riverside Pavilion, which is beautiful pavilion area, and we'll have food available for the guests. And it should be a great night. The weather's beautiful right now, and hopefully it stays this way. So
we should point out that the show is sold out. And,
right.
There's no walk-up, and unfortunately, you really couldn't do a second show. Now, I'm coming early. Do I need to make a dinner reservation for people that are planning to come and eating and then watching the show? First come, first serve, basically, right?
Basically, yeah. We have some great menu items. It's more pub fare, you know, the chicken tenders and chicken wings, that sort of thing. But yeah, we're just asking people, doors open at 6:30, 6 o'clock, if they want to show up and have something to eat, and then first come, first serve once the tables open up.
Cool. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the minutes ahead. It's 12:15, and time to say good afternoon to, well, I don't know if he's really sleepy, but I can tell you that Jason Perry of the Verizon Wireless Arena has been on a raft, just got off at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to guess, Jason, you did get some sleep, but are you spent at this point?
I'm energized. We just sent Derek an amazing wish child to perform live for us. He rapped. We just sent him and his family off on a Marine Patrol boat and getting him to Guilford to get in a limo and off to Disney for a cruise.
I'm really having a difficult time hearing you, so I don't know, J-Dog, if you can give me a little more volume on the excuse me, on the other end. Jason, just to clarify, you have essentially been a part of Rafting for Wishes since day one, which is what, about 5 or 6 years ago?
5 years ago is when this all launched on the Merrimack River, and now we're, 5 years later doing a flotilla in Meredith Bay. So, yeah, this year when I came off at noon, hit 204 hours of being on a raft off for Make-A-Wish and the children that inspire me every day to do it.
It is amazing because this thing has grown to the point where it really is an event now. It began as a couple guys at Arms Park in the Merrimack River for, I don't know if it was 44 hours, but now it's shows, it's music, it's fireworks, and of course there's more people that are being drawn in to make some more money for Make-A-Wish. So congratulations for being a part of it all these years. You're certainly a big instrument in it.
Well, thank you very much. It's such a great event, like you said. It has grown tremendously. We had over 100 participants doing a relay for rafting this year, and we have two people that stayed up there 44 straight hours with me. And it certainly is an event that's going to grow and continue to raise funds to grant wishes to these deserving children.
So in a couple of years, you'll be taking up all of Portsmouth Harbor or something, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Winnipesaukee might not be big enough. We'll have to find another lake, or we'll take over everything.
You'll love the world's fastest corn on the Piscataqua River.
Right.
Exactly.
Jason, do you, you know, I'm just curious, 44 hours, a long time to be out at sea. And did you find yourself talking to any volleyballs? I mean, did you name any volleyballs while you're out there, or are you, we good?
I mean, I have these volleyballs already built in my head. It's a constant friend of mine, so I'm never
gotcha.
Lonely. So it bodes well with this guy. I just meet one of my eight other personalities.
You know what? Maybe at some point your volleyballs can meet up with my volleyballs, and there you go. They'll be friends.
Absolutely.
It'll be Wilson Palooza. So Jason, I know that there was going to be a wish reveal, and I don't know here. It ended your part of it at 11 o'clock. So, can you announce what the wish grant was that was going to be revealed live today?
Yeah, absolutely. It was Derek, and I'm looking at Derek and waving to him now. He is a little boy from Keene. He actually started. He came here and he rapped for us because he's part of his whole thing is rapping, and he wrote a rap and he sang for all of us as we came ashore. And we had the Marine Patrol boat come in, and Derek and his family are on the boat. They're going to do lights and sirens across Winnipesaukee down to Guilford, where he's going to have the limo awaiting him to get to Manchester to get on a plane and land in Florida this evening to hop on a Disney cruise.
Wow.
That is fantastic. I like what the Make-A-Wish has been doing of late, and that is, like at the breakfast in April, the live reveal and really adding some pizzazz to it. I mean, that's really exciting for the families, the kids, and for Make-A-Wish, I think.
Absolutely, and it really lets you see the impact that these wishes, when they come to life, have on these families. It's absolutely amazing, and these families are true testaments to what it is to just be inspired daily and have a positive attitude and outlook. Like Derek's song was all about when you have a bad day, think about the positive things. When your friends have a bad day, think about the positive things and things you're grateful for in life. And this is a wish child who just continues to inspire everyone because he's like, it's not about your bad day. It's about the good days and the good days that you have to be thankful for them and really grow those days versus focus on the bad.
I'm not sure if I ever asked you this in 5 years, because I think I've had you on the air every year wherever I've been. What was your initial impetus to become a part of the Make-A-Wish process of raising funds and awareness?
Because of my work at the Verizon Wireless Arena, Make-A-Wish has been a huge part of our company, and so I got really connected with them. And then this particular event, I happened to be, someone asked Make-A-Wish if they could do it for them. They got all the permitting to do it in the Merrimack River at Arms Park, like you previously mentioned. And the person 2.5 weeks prior to the event said, yeah, I didn't start fundraising, and I don't feel like asking time off from work. I happened to be in the Make-A-Wish office when this happened. And I was like, they just went through the permitting process. They got all the stuff that they needed. They can't look bad in the eyes of the city and the state. We need to make this happen. So here I am. I'm here at the wrong time. Or right time, it depends on who you ask. 36 hours of my time, I'm in. Let's do this.
That's fantastic. And I just want to make sure you're the director of marketing, right? Or what's your actual title at the Verizon?
Yeah, I'm the director of sales and marketing for the arena.
And you've been there since day one, right?
Day one, yeah.
Aerosmith day one, right?
Wow.
Aerosmith, you got it.
You want to sing any lines of Dude Looks Like a Lady? Or?
No one. Trust me, no one wants to hear my vocals.
We're going to let you go. You deserve whatever rest you need to take. And I'm so glad you had a few moments to talk with us. I'm very proud of what you've done. And you can bet that we'll be talking to you next year for this, Jason.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the love and support. Greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Jason Perry, Director of Marketing, Verizon Wireless Arena. Good guy. And I guess one of the founding fathers of Rafting for Wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And no matter what event is going on, Jason is always there at the Verizon making sure everything goes as it should. Very helpful and a really, really good person. All right. We are going to take a break, and then we are going to. Oh, actually, before we do that, because we do have just a moment or two, I brought along a piece of mail that I got from home. I wanted to share with you.
Oh, good.
So you look on the front, it says, happy birthday, are you turning 65, we can help. Well, no, and my birthday is exactly 6 months away, so let's not push it, all right?
It's a very colorful envelope.
It is. But I read the name that that they have on here. Yeah, it's not Mike Morin. What do they have on there?
That says Kuslaka Clement.
No, not the return address.
Sorry. Oh, Michael Mullet.
Where did they get that from?
Well, listen, if you're 65 and you're Michael Mullet and you're listening, you know, these people are willing to help you.
That's right. I'm holding your mail right now at 814 Elm Street in front of the Beacon Building.
You didn't open that, did you?
I did.
A federal offense.
And I already spent the check, so I'm in big trouble.
Well, at least they helped you, Mike. That's
yes,
good.
They did. All right, we are going to take a break here on The Pulse. This is Food for Thought. We do it every day from noon to 2 at 107.7 WTPL. Carol Lawrence is away for a nice four-day weekend, giving me a chance to showcase my friend, comedian, and all-around good guy, Chad Zingales. He'll be back, and we're going to go camping. That's our topic for Comedy Cold Cuts up next at 107.7 WTPL, The Pulse.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
To noon. It is 12:29. 12:29, 107.7 WTPL. Welcome back to The Pulse. I am Mike Morin along with Chad Zingales. And am I on the air? I don't hear anything.
I can hear you, Mike.
All right. Well, as long as you can, that's all that matters.
Just two dudes talking to each other out here on the sidewalk.
I had a real hearing issue during the winter, actually during the spring, where I had a double ear rupture, which is that's supposed to happen to you when you're 4 years old.
Right.
And I lost most of my hearing for probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It was not good, and I'm getting shades of that right now.
Was it painful?
Everything's good. It was not painful. I mean, when your ear pops at the time that the pressure is released, yeah, it hurts a little bit. But after that, then you go, huh? What? Vinaigrette or Italian dressing? What? Well, anyway, we're brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company, and New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. I don't think you can probably hear it, but probably about 500 feet away is a guy sitting on the sidewalk here on Elm Street, just playing the saxophone.
Can hear it from here. It sounds great.
We can hear it off, when we take the headphones off, and I'm pretty sure you really can't hear it on air. But we need to bring him down and do some live music for us.
And I'm thinking, I'm hoping he knows Kenny G.
Yeah.
You know?
Kenny G. Whatever happened to Kenny G?
He cut his hair, and then from there on in, I think it just all changed for him.
He now masquerades as a poodle in various places.
Speaking of poodles, we have poodles out here as well.
We're on the sidewalk. You know, we have other things to look at and talk about in addition to the content of the program. But it's a study on what happens during lunch hour on Elm Street in Manchester. A little while ago, there were joggers, people walking by with cupcakes from Queen City Cupcakes. Mm. We're watching the parking meter guy write up citations for people.
A lot of entertainment out here on Elm Street.
Yeah, there really is. But probably for you folks that aren't here with us, it would be best if we moved on with the content of today's program. The Comedy Cold Cuts part of our show. We do it every Friday. We pick a theme. And even though this one isn't food specific like most of them are, it's all about camping. And this is kind of like peak camping season. And certainly food is a big part of camping. Everybody thinks that they're great chefs. And everything does taste better outside on a grill, which, you know, has absolutely no sanitation standards or parameters. It's like, oh, it fell off, the pork chop fell on the ground, put it back up on the grill.
Why not?
You know, it really is, it's fun, and I enjoyed it. Are you a camper?
I'm not a camper. I've done it once, and, I don't know. I don't know what it is about me. I get claustrophobic in the tent.
Yeah. Well, the tents today are so complicated. I mean, they're nice. You got, like, 18,000 square feet inside of them. But you need 9 people to put them
right
up. And
right.
The instructions. Why did I pay? I paid $400 for an L.L. Bean tent 5 years ago that I've used exactly once.
See, now that you could have spent that money on a like 5-star hotel, Mike.
I should have gone to Vegas, which was my first intent.
Right. But, you know, and the thing is, I went camping once and I had to go to the bathroom really bad. I woke up in the middle of the night, had to go to the bathroom, and I'm thinking, you know, is it worth me erupting my bladder or getting eaten by a bear?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it's funny. You just did a couple of the lines from one of our comics.
Ooh, whoops. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, people.
Let's hope you don't do that to Lenny Clark.
Is there a delay in the show or no?
No. No, we're just slow. All right, so here we go. We're going to get into our segment now. And one of the regulars on Comedy Cold Cuts, Jim Gaffigan. And here he is and his take on camping.
I went camping recently for this next joke, and I married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. Hey, want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No. What if I told you to get the crap standing up in the woods? I still wouldn't want to go. You'll wake up freezing covered in a rash. All right, I'll go. My wife always brings up, camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with a house. My parents never took me camping. You know why? Because they loved me. It'll get you closer to nature. I want to keep the relationship professional. If it's so great outside, why are all the bugs trying to get in my house? Some places you have to pay to camp. You have to pay to sleep outside. That's gotta be insulting to the homeless people. How much does it cost you? I live out here! That must be really expensive. Occasionally at the campsite, you'll see the Winnebago. That's kind of cheating, isn't it? Oh, that's what I forgot, my house. There's always that one couple at every campsite that's been camping for way too long. They have the folding chairs, the Christmas lights in July. We'd love to have you for dinner. I'm sure you would. Now, how do I get a padlock on my tent so we're not eaten by Ma and Pa Dahmer? Has anyone ever really been a happy camper? Because whenever we use that term, we're being sarcastic. He is not a happy camper. Why don't we just call him a camper? He's miserable. You know who's a happy camper? The guy leaving the campsite. He's the happiest camper. He gets to take a shower.
He ruined camping for me.
To be fair, it is beautiful during the day, you know, but at night you're always like, we're all gonna die! There's monsters out there! I see their eyes! I probably wouldn't be so scared if I wasn't sleeping in a bag. Hey, let's prepackage ourselves for the serial killer, huh? I can't get away, can you? I could hop for a little, but I'm dead meat. You ever have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? You always look at your friends, nice knowing you. Anyone want to come and get killed with me, or you want to get killed looking for me? We're all dead. It's not just serial killers, there's bears out there. Last time I went, I got this pamphlet that said if a bear approaches, you're supposed to play dead. Really? We're going to rely on my acting skills? Play dead? Who came up with that? Maybe the bears?
Play dead, cover yourself in honey, climb on a large white plate. Don't try to run away from us. I mean the bears.
How does that even work?
There's a bear. Hope the bear thinks we die standing up.
As if bears have some ethical code. I don't mess with dead bodies. I'm a bear, not an animal.
That was the worst impression of a bear ever.
Play dead. I'm not saying that strategy didn't work once, but when they find a body that's been mauled by a bear, how do they know that guy wasn't playing dead? Maybe he was the best at it. And the bear was like, great performance, but I'm starving.
And he looks like a burrito.
Why are we even camping where there's wild animals? That wouldn't be a selling point for anything else.
Oh, it's a beautiful golf course. Plus, around the ninth hole, there's a pack of wolves. They start running at you, just play through.
There you go. That's Jim Gaffigan and his take on camping. Have you ever heard of Jim Gaffigan before?
Oh, I love Jim Gaffigan.
Most of his stuff is food.
Right.
Or a large part of it.
Yep.
So we find ourselves using his comedy frequently. All right, let's move right on. I think Big Bill Engvall was part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, right?
Yes.
And he has another take, which isn't that different from Jim Gaffigan's, just a little different delivery. Here on The Pulse and our comedy cold cuts is Bill Engvall.
I decided I was going to take my family camping. Because I remember camping as a kid, how much fun it was. Sure, it was fun, because I didn't have to set anything up, man. We get to the campground, I'm off getting poison ivy. I was happy. As a dad, I'm now the pack mule that brings it in. and the jackass that packs it out of there. But I remember as a kid how fun it was, man. And ladies, I can't speak for you because I don't know, but I know as a guy, man, my dad and I, we'd go camping and we'd sit around the campfire and he'd tell me those great old camping rhymes. I still remember them to this day. It's like, red sky at night, sailor's delight. Wind from the south is rain in the mouth. If the birds are upside down, you're drunk and on the ground. So I decide my family's going camping. So I go to Walmart, because Walmart's got the greatest camping section in America. I spent an hour and a half there. Because we didn't have any camping gear, so I had to buy everything. And you know why people camp now? Because they got cooler stuff than when we were kids. They have multiple use items now. I saw a flashlight radio stove. That's brilliant. If you're lost, you can jam and make a bite to eat. I saw another multiple use item. It was a hamburger flipper, flash water. We didn't have that kind of stuff. Remember what we had? That 7x15 tent said sleeps 8 comfortably. Yeah, if you're Sybil. But the one item, ladies and gentlemen, that I purchased because it just caught my eye and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Because everybody's so ecologically minded now, they have developed a product called rapidly dissolving toilet paper. And I was thinking exactly what you people are thinking. Just how rapidly are we talking? I don't want to have to play beat the clock in the thicket, all right? If it's dark, I can't see what's going on down there. I gotta know that toilet paper's gonna be there to finish the job. I don't want to be sitting on a log somewhere and hear the Mission Impossible theme kick in. Your toilet paper will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Go, go.
There he is, Bill Engvall from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and it's called The Camping Trip. We're gonna take a break and come back with more Cold Cuts on Friday and the comedy selection of Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake. This was a sketch from Saturday Night Live. No, actually, I believe it was from his show. Anyway, it's called Sing at Camp Winnipesaukee, which is really, really good. So we'll have that for you next. Very funny. Two of the most talented people on TV these days, Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake, and they're on The Pulse, WTPL next. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
All right, we have returned. It's Food for Thought, brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Healthy Solution Spice Blends. SpiceBlends.com. Also by, and you just heard him, Kevin Cornish of Casey's Rip Shack. He'll be joining us at the bottom of next hour. Famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. And we're talking all about diners in New Hampshire with author Larry Cultrera and All Things Diners. His book is New Hampshire's Diners, Classic Granite State Eateries. And it'll be really great to talk with him about all the diner scene here in the state. All right, we are going to move on with our comedy Cold Cuts selection. This next one is Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake. And this is it's very funny to see visually, but it does work with just the sound. Basically, these are two kids at a camp on Lake Winnipesaukee, and then there's the camp counselor that just can't put up with all the noise and all the shenanigans, and he keeps coming in and interrupting them as they try to sing. You'll love this. Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake, the Sing at Camp Winnipesaukee on The Pulse.
So guys, as you know, this is the last week officially of summer, and one of my favorite memories about summer growing up was going to sleepaway camp. In fact, there was one night at Camp Winnipesaukee that I still remember. It was like it was yesterday. I just kind of remember going to camp.
Justin, are you up?
sweet. Hey, want like 20 questions?
Sure. Are you thinking of a person?
Yes.
Is it George Washington?
Close.
Topanga!
Yeah!
Awesome! Hey, do you want to sing that song we heard in the radio today?
Oh, you mean I Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and His Blowfish? Yes. I love that song. But hey, we gotta keep it down. It's after lights out.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes it's crazy, and I wonder why. Now I'm such a baby, all the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I don't wanna be with you.
Sorry, Mr. Fletcher. We're just singing a song.
Well, I don't know if you two eggheads got the memo, but it's after lights out. And that means you need to hit the hay, capiche? I'd hate to have to take away your snack shack time. I heard a rumor from a little birdie that we're having chili dogs tomorrow. Footlongs. And I know how much you boys love your beef franks.
Sorry, Mr. Fletcher. We'll go to bed.
All right, campers. Now, good night!
Mr. Fletcher is such a weirdo. Are you tired at all?
No way. I had like 4-5 teen Dunkaroos for dinner.
Let's just try to go to sleep.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Night-night. Sorry, Mr. Fletcher. We were trying to be quiet.
Well, you two ding-dongs just lost your snack shack privileges. And that means no footlongs or beef franks. You understand?
Jessen, why are you sneezing?
Nothing, Jimmy. I'm just allergic to nuts. Enough! For the last time, good night! And go to sleep! I love you boys.
Mr. Fletcher, he's such a dork.
He's really weird.
Okay, well, you should probably just go to sleep. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Best friends forever.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Jimmy. Jimmy Fallon. Justin Timberlake and Sing at Camp Winnipesaukee, fabulous piece. If you ever want to watch the video of that, it's on YouTube. It's pretty easy to find.
The two of them together are always brilliant.
They really are. Justin Timberlake is the best MC. He did the ESPYs one year,
yes.
A couple years ago.
Yep.
And I never saw a better host for that show.
Yeah, they really, tremendous amount of talent with both of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, the music, the Bruce Springsteen, and who else has he done? I was saying Neil Young, but maybe he did him too. Anyway,
yep.
Really, really good stuff. All right, so we do have time for a last-minute edition. This is also a musical comedy cold cut. It's, you know, and I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. This is kind of a last-minute insertion. This is the original camping song classic from Alan Sherman. We're talking early 60s. Hello, Mara. Hello, Fada on the Pulse.
Hello, water. Hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. No, I don't want this should scare you. But my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Matafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mata, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing. Playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
There it is, one of the great classics of music in the early 60s. Well, that's before you were born, but I assume you've heard that song.
I have absolutely heard that song, yep. And you know what? Now it's coming back to me why I've never liked camping is because of the nature camp that I used to have to go to.
Nature camp?
The nature camp, if you can believe that. A stud like me out in the middle of the woods learning about moss and how to survive.
Yeah, you know, there's actually a couple of camps where clothing is optional in this in this state. And somewhere a few years ago, I don't know why, but I found a segment that Fritz Weatherby did probably in the 60s or 70s where he was at a nudist colony.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a couple of them here in southern New Hampshire, like in Kingston, and there might be. I sound all too familiar with
this. I was about to say. Good stuff.
No beef franks for me tonight. All right, so I want to point out here that we'll be talking with Larry Cultrera in just a few moments, and his book is New Hampshire's Diners. And you will be appearing tonight at Amherst Country Club. It's a big comedy show starring one of the biggest names ever out of Boston, Lenny Clark. Got to be a thrill to be on the same card with him.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. He's probably at the course, actually. He'll be there soon. He's going to be playing some golf beforehand.
You know, if I would have been thinking ahead, we should have arranged to have him call in and say hello.
You know, it's a good idea. Well, you know, maybe next time. I'm hoping that this won't be a one and done for Lenny. He'll come back.
All right, I hope so. All right, that's 1 hour done and one more to go on the Pulse 107.7. This is Food for Thought. Carol Lawrence is back on Monday. I'm Mike Morin. And we'll see you in just a few moments with Larry Cultrera.